Hey, it's G-Paw. True story. 18 or so years ago, I had a gig rolling code at an engineering company. We were writing a Windows app using Microsoft Foundation classes to drive a TTY interface to a box of various radio hardware junk. I was gigged in by a guy I'd taught a class in MFC to, because he liked that I knew my stuff, and he loved that I spoke openly about joy, right in the classroom, right in front of God and everybody. Gary and I got along great. We were both heavy smokers and committed drinkers and hardcore software geeks. We spent many an hour just hanging out, talking about geekery, smoking cigarettes, and coding like fools. So, in the work, I was doing test-driven development, TDD. I mean, don't kid yourself, long time ago, and I wasn't doing the TDD I teach today, not by any stretch. I was still just learning the technique. And in that setting, it worked very well. It was, frankly, an easy problem. And Gary was my boss, and he tolerated it as an eccentricity, exactly the way any boss tolerates someone whose product and person they like. So he will only wear purple socks, it's no big deal, let him, because I like him and he does good work. That kind of thing. One day, a bug. One of the pieces of junk had revved its firmware, and the TTY scripts weren't doing the thing anymore. So we sat down together in the debugger, and we quickly realized that there was an extra carriage return line feed, or maybe a carriage return line feed had been sent instead of a prior carriage return. I don't know, long time gone. Anyway, we agreed on the fix, and we made it, and I ran my TDD tests, and we got, 80 reds and 3 greens. We had the right fix, conceptually, but we put it in the wrong place. And instead of fixing the one bug, it created many, many more bugs. We backed it out, wrote a test for the case, and worked for a little while until we had the new test green and all the other tests green, too. Smoke break. We go outside, light up, and Gary's really quiet. You have to understand, we were both friends and co-geeks, and we chattered like magpies the entire time we were together. And he's just standing there with me in a cloud of smoke, staring off into the distance. Then he immediately lit a second smoke, not something we usually did. And he hadn't said a word, and I'd run out of things to say, and I was genuinely a little concerned, but I couldn't think of anything else. Finally, he stubs out his cigarette, turns back to me, and he says, just one sentence. I guess this TDD shit really works, doesn't it? Then we went back inside, and he started sitting with me every day, learning TDD right beside me as I was learning it. We had a terrific time together. And then the project got taken away, and I went on to other gigs. About 2 years later, they called me out of the blue. We want you to come back and show our team how to do that stuff. I'm like, what stuff? MFC? I don't use MFC much anymore, and I don't have any prepared material. No, not that. We want you to do all that stuff you did before, that we didn't give you permission to do and actively ignored while you were doing it. That TDD stuff and the rest of it. I went back with them for almost a year, and I coached a team for them that was very successful doing TDD and the rest of extreme programming as I understood it. A side note, on that second project, I worked with one other man and 9 women. First time I'd worked closely with female geeks. They were so smart, so fast, so open, and so strong. It broke every stupid idea I ever heard or had about the suitability of women in tech. I'm G-Paw. Thanks for listening. Hey folks, the Change Harvesting Camarada, an informal gathering of change harvesters, is open. Come to gpawhill.org/camarada and check it out. Join today. The first 50 yearly members get a personal consultation with me, G-Paw. Thanks.